all we saw were special teams, really. What else happened out there?
Today at practice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything. Everything happened. We had pretty long, pretty physical practice. Nothing live. We're getting some live work tomorrow. You won't be here tomorrow, right?
We won't.
Live work tomorrow. Okay.
What if we sneak in?
We'll still go.
Okay.
We'll treat you.
Okay.
But it's time for that, so we'll get some of that tomorrow, and we will have a scrimmage on Saturday. So that will be our first live work, except for the threes. They got some work on Saturday towards the end. But it was a good practice, full-blown practice. You know, we had pass-scale one-on-ones, run drill. I mean, it was a lot of work today. And special teams is always a point of emphasis. Today we just happened to put a couple of the drills at the end.
Anything you were able to settle today? From
No. We're still days away from that. It's tough to settle on something on a daily basis. You got to get a good body of work, which we're starting to accumulate that now. But nothing's been decided, and really no different thoughts than what we had yesterday as far as position battles. You know, they're still just competing and generating a body of work to be evaluated in the next, week, 10 days, 5 days, whatever we feel is the time where we have enough of that work accumulated.
So Saturday scrimmage, probably too soon to determine some of those things?
I would think so, yeah, unless something really, really is obvious and really glaring. But so far, nothing's been obvious and nothing's been glaring. It's been give and take. Particularly quarterback, Troy will have a good day one day, Tyler will have a good day the next, and so that's been back and forth, and that's why we're waiting to make sure because it's an important decision. You better make sure you make the right decision, and so we're going to make sure that we give it as long as we can until we're sure, and at some point, if we're still not sure, then you just got to go with your gut feeling.
You'd be pretty happy when Lowell decided to come back. How's he progressed on the defensive line so far?
He hated when Lowell decided to come back, and I think it was a good decision for him. He was playing hurt last year, and he's completely healthy now. And he, in my opinion, is one of the best defensive tackles in the country, and he's a team leader. And with him and Mokofisi in there as a frontline guy, that's a formidable set of tackles for us.
How similar is he to Star at this point?
There's a lot of similarities as far as how good they are. I mean, they're both exceptionally talented. Lowell's his own guy, and he's not Star's little brother. He's Lowell Lotalele, and he's a guy that really has grown in this program. He's been in the program a long time, and he's really grown and developed.
Must have been one of the happiest parts of the coach to give out a scholarship. What was that like, giving it out to Paul Tuala?
That's always a great thing, and Paul has earned it. He's in our two deep, might be a starter, but certainly in the two deep. And never asked for anything, just came to work every day and busted his butt. And that's the kind of guys you really like to reward, is those guys that aren't in your office every day asking for a scholarship. They just work hard, and when the time comes that they've arrived at that point, then pull the trigger.
Is there noticeable progress at center among the guys you're giving reps to?
I think so. Neither of them are up to what Lowe has given us before he went down, but there's definitely been progress. The accuracy of the snaps is better. Still not good enough. The tempo of the snap, the speed of the snap. But they've made progress, and these reps are certainly helping them, but it'll be nice to have Lowe back.
A wide receiver, you've talked about the depth there. You've talked with other positions about how many O-linemen you think you have and how many D-linemen. How many wide receivers do you think you can count on right now you'd be real comfortable with?
That's a good question. Probably eight, I think. That's usually what you have in your rotation is seven or eight guys. And of course, four of those guys are going to get the majority of the reps, but you got to have another two deep or near two deep behind those guys. And I would say there's about eight right now that are as close to game ready as we can be at this point in time. We still got over 3 weeks till we play. But I feel confident that by the time the first game rolls around, we'll have identified and know who those top receivers are going
to
be.
Along those same lines, we get to see some of the special teams in return. I think you were solid last year, but maybe not spectacular. Do you feel better about your return games and potential in the return game this year, both punt and kick?
I think we were second or third in the league in kickoff return and fourth or fifth in punt return. And so we did do some good things. And if we get Vickers in camp, that's still a wait and see. End of this week looks like it's going to be about the point of no return. They're either in or out, and so we're hoping for the best.
Is Lewis the same way?
Same way, yeah.
How long will you go before you name a kicker?
As soon as they separate themselves as well. It could be next few days. It could be the week before the game, but I don't see it going longer than the week before the game. Now, the kicker's a little different situation than the QB.
Yeah, yeah.
But, again, we want to a body of work that we make sure we got all the information we need to make the best decision.
So I don't know if reps is the right term for kickers, but is enough work for all three?
There is, and we've charted every kick. We have a 5-minute period every day that's nothing but field goals. We get about 12 to 15 in that period, then we have another 12 to 15 kicks in team situations. So each guy is getting 10 kicks a day, and you accumulate that over 20 practices. That's a lot of kicks.
Could you shuffle the offensive line again today?
Jim's just working with different combinations, and to answer your question, yeah, there's guys working in different spots, and that's got to become solidified and settled in, in the next week or so as well, because those guys got to get used to playing with each other. But right now, we don't have everybody available.
Mitch likely to handle the kickoffs for you guys, or is that something?
He might. He's got a strong leg. He had a few kickoffs last year, a couple really good ones, and then one I think he kicked out of bounds, so he wasn't real confident in it last year, but he's more confident this year, and he does have the strongest leg of the group.
You had guys like Guidry and Jalen Johnson returning kicks today. Is that what you're going to see with them, or is that just kind of getting in some work?
What we're going to see with them?
Yeah, are they going to be returning kicks this year?
They're in the depth chart. Yeah, they're in the depth chart, but right now they're not at the top. But they're both very talented, and they're in the 3D that spot.
Who would be at the top in that kicking
Probably
game?
Kyle Foulkes right now.
Have you seen enough out of the offense, or are you still measuring this, about how you want to handle game management situations, how aggressive you want to be? We've kind of, over the years, kind of got a feel for how you like to handle games based on time and score and that kind of stuff. And looking at altering that a little bit this year or no?
Well, Troy's got autonomy on the offensive side. He's got a proven track record with the offenses he's been in charge of. And so we're doing things exactly the way that he wants them laid out at this point. And during the course of the game, we got to play like we practice. And so we can't practice one way and then try to transition during the season. So this is a wide open offense that is going to be a different look for us. We fully expect that to be the case.
Does the different schedule without two-a-days sort of adjust how you have to evaluate where you guys are at, as you go along? I mean, because you would have had, more sessions in by this point? Or?
No, we wouldn't have had. You only get 29 sessions, and so they just, by doing away with two-a-days, they extended the time leading up to fall camp. So you get the same amount of practice. In fact, you probably get more work now because you get a walkthrough for an hour with a ball, which means you can just about, simulate another practice with that. Of course, there's no pads, so you're very careful in making sure you don't put your players in a compromising position. But I think the rule change has not affected how you evaluate and how you go about your business as far as that goes. But it's just affected the timing and the schedule, that type of things, those type of things.